Burial Hill juts up abruptly from the surrounding town, and its startling greenness is a jolt to the eye. A hill like this, in a populous town, would normally be long gone by now, but this hill has a vital place in American history. Though it's now a cemetery, Burial Hill was the site of the first settlement by those who arrived on the Mayflower in 1620. At the base of the north side of the hill, a hot and dusty crowd of young archaeologists from UMass Boston are grouped around pits in the ground. Project leader David Landon watches his students work. He explains that they're looking for remains of the fortifications surrounding the original Plymouth settlement.
The original fort from the 1620s was right on the very top of Burial Hill, and then a palisade wall came down off the sides of Burial Hill and enclosed a small town or village of maybe 30 or 35 houses and other buildings.
On the southeast side of the area, three students are lying on their stomachs around a shallow hole in the ground. They're using age-old tools of the trade, trowels, sieves, and buckets. Eileen Belisel is gently working through the dirt.
So we carefully take each level and layer of soil, and as we are scraping the soil, we can see if there's any soil changes, if there's any texture changes, and all of those things give us clues as to how this soil was placed here.
These tried and true methods work well, but before they even begin to dig, they need to use a tool very much rooted in the last century, radar. They call it GPR, or ground penetrating radar. They use it to search for something out of the ordinary, something that in their experience might indicate evidence of human activity lying somewhere below. When they find something, they mark it with colorful flags. The radar also tells them where not to dig.
We had a geophysicist, Brian Damiata, who's been working with us, and he's also an expert on detecting unmarked burials. So we were excited to have his participation in part because we want to make sure that none of our digging accidentally disturbs any unmarked burials.
A lot of progress has been made in the past 4 weeks, yielding artifacts such as glass, nails, and ceramics. The largest hole in the ground is also producing the best results. Even so, they're not expecting to find 17th century artifacts anytime soon.
Although kind of our ultimate goal is to find parts of the original 17th century settlement, we know that if we're digging and it kind of in an area that's been continuously occupied and is kind of urbanized like we are, we're going to have to embrace the whole history of Plymouth. And so we're going to have to learn a lot about 19th century Plymouth and 18th century Plymouth and kind of work through all of that as part of our work.
At the center of the work area is a pit that could easily fit half a dozen people standing up. Justin Warnfeltz is taking photographs. He points out the foundation of a 19th century building that is peeking out of the corner of the excavation.
We weren't sure for a long time whether it was just a big pile of rocks or if we actually had our foundation. So we're really excited to actually have something interesting. So now what we're doing is we're actually just taking it down a little bit further to see if we're out of the cultural layers, and we could potentially, if there's good preservation underneath the floor of this building, we could find the 17th century palisade of the fort.
That's the hope, that they will find somewhere under this hill the remains of the settlement. But they don't know. They plan to return next summer and the summer after. Whatever they find, Plymouth Plantation will help them share it with the public. The plantation will make replicas of artifacts and incorporate them into their reconstructed 17th century village. They'll use the archaeologists' discoveries to help school children find out what it was like to be a pilgrim. For WCAI, I'm Kate Earle.